I found pickles. I wish I could get a hold of one of them.
Now that's what you cook, like potatoes and
things. We'd cook our beans. My mother would cook a big kettle corn full of beans. And then in the spring of the year, when new potatoes in, she'd scrape her new potatoes and put it in on top of them beans and cook them in there. Okra, she'd cook that kettle full of beans and on and layer okra in on top of it. I studied about that a whole lot, and then I got to thinking, well, one reason she done that old kettle was about all she had, and then that just made one fire.
Mm-hmm. That's probably true. Yeah.
And that one fire, she cooked all of it with just that one pie.
Mm-hmm. But yet we still do that, even though we got more than one pot. We still put our okra.
Yeah.
And
I do
potatoes
it's
on
best.
The green beans. It's best.
And if I've got any potatoes and English peas, back when I raised the garden, had English peas and new potatoes, cook them together.
Mm-hmm.
And carrots and English peas is good cooked together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. Well, what would you have to eat? What kinds of dishes would you have to eat on, like in the earlier, olden times, I guess?
Well, we had lots of wild game.
Mm-hmm.
We had one thing that everybody back them days eat them, and I wouldn't eat one at all now, and that was in the fall of the year, you know, in the winter they had plenty of possum and coon and stuff like that, but most all of the time they had squirrel. Pa's a good squirrel hunter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had that, and then they'd fish and catch us lots of fish, and then we'd have potatoes, and in the summertime we'd have lots of cabbage. We'd have these beans I'd tell you about, and Ma'd raise lots of onions.
Mm-hmm.
And this milk and butter and plenty of milk gravy.
Oh.
And milk and butter and molasses, sugar molasses that we'd have. We never did have too much jet and stuff like that, but we always have this plenty of sugar molasses. And you know, I don't know but what I was grown and married before I ever saw even a drop of Cairo syrup and all such stuff as that.
Yeah.
Well, the merchants didn't bring them on. And you could go to town and just might need to carry what the merchants had. They didn't have a whole mess of stuff like they do now. There's the Arkansas Democrat.
Oh, was it coming? Is that what you read the Democrat?
No, the Elmore always took it, and it was so high I had them stop it. I don't read it, but enough of them here do it that it comes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what eating utensils, the three things that you have to eat with at the table, did you have?
Well, we had a knife and fork and spoon like they do now. I can't remember our place when we didn't have knives and forks and spoons. Mm-hmm. Ma wouldn't let the kids lose them. Now, lots of places you'd go, they wouldn't have enough to set the table, but it was because the kids had carried them out and lost them.
Well, what about your best dishes? What were they made of?
Well, our dishes is made just like they are now, only we had plenty of this crockery, you know. Ma had a big white crock that, Lord, she thought of more of that than anything. She strained her milk in, tied a cloth over the top of it.
Did they have more fancy ones that they used when company came? I mean, dishes,
company and everybody just alike.
Just all alike. So
the family and company is just alike.
Well, what did they call that type of, you know, stuff that the dishes were made out of in those days?
Well, I can't pronounce it. Whatever it's
porcelain or something.
Called now.
Did they have what we call china today?
I guess the richer folks had it, but we never had it.
You didn't call it that.
No. Well, we just simply didn't have this fancy china. We just had the plain old dishes.
Yeah.
Fella done well to get enough to set the table like that.